Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Welcome to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. Thank you for being with us today. I'm here, Tim Tarantine, with my partner in podcasting, Amanda Harrison. Amanda, you've had another excellent conversation with one of the best in our industry. Tell us about that conversation.
I did, Tim. Thank you so much. This week, I spoke with Jana Jones. She is the Director of Economic Development Services for the Boise Valley Economic Partnership in the state of Idaho. She has been with that organization since 2006, and she's worked with a variety of business attraction projects and also assisted with local business expansions and on the advocacy side of the field. So I look forward to you hearing what Jana has to say. Jana, hi. Thank you so much for joining us today on From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. Welcome to the podcast and congratulations on being named one of the best in the field by your peers.
Thank you. Very humbling experience, and I'm glad to be on the phone with you today.
Yes, I'm glad to have you. I'm excited to get started, so we'll jump right in. The question I love to start with is, what's one thing everyone should know about you?
Well, I think the one thing that people should know is that not only do I do economic development, but my brother and I own a winery out here in Idaho.
So wow.
I help businesses grow and expand here, as well as taking care of our own vineyards and production and helping my brother run the winery.
That's fantastic. How long have you been doing that?
Well, it's been a family winery for a number of years, and then my father passed away a few years ago, and so my brother and I looked at each other, and there were four of us kids, and we all sat around the table and said, all right, who wants to do this? And luckily, I have a fantastic brother, and he lives close to the winery, so he said, I think I can do it. So we all just jumped in, and so we've been running it for about 2 years on our own. So it's been an eye-opening experience. It's, you know, that world of business, things have changed quite a bit in the last few years. And so we are, you know, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've got several different perspectives coming into play when you're doing this work of economic development. One, as an economic developer, and then also as a business owner. So I'm excited to gain some more insight from you throughout the call today. Can you tell us a little bit about your organization and what sets it apart from others in the industry?
I've worked for the Boise Valley Economic Partnership, and we are a regional economic development organization. So we represent the 9 cities in our valley, and they are the city of Boise, which is close to 300,000, to the small, our smallest is CUNA, which is about 2,000 or 3,000. So we run the gamut from, you know, the bigger city with offices to the smaller communities that have a lot of agriculture and industrial food processing and manufacturing. So it's a mixed bag, which is great. We work on a lot of different projects out here from the office, the headquarters, but also one of the new ones I've been working on is a brewery that's coming into town. So it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, how great. Now tell us a little bit more about the team who's working with you.
We have 3 people. There's an executive director, and my position is director of economic development services. And then we have a 3rd person who does all of our marketing and web content, and then an intern. So we're lean and mean, and what I do is mostly work the project. I'm a project manager, so when companies are looking to expand or relocate, then I am coordinating, you know, everything from that first phone call all the way through to the groundbreaking and the ribbon cutting.
Excellent. So how did you choose this career in economic development? How did you get started? What has kept you in the field?
Well, I'm not a typical economic development person. I came to this industry quite late. I think when I was turning 40, I had been working at one of my father's businesses, and I'm an Idahoan forever and ever. We have a potato. I come from a potato family, which is not a surprise for people, mm-hmm. that there are lots of potato families out here in Idaho. But I ran a produce distribution company for about 12 years. And then when I was turning 40, I said, you know, this is really not fulfilling. It's not, I don't feel like I'm giving back or doing what I really am supposed to be doing. And in the produce industry, you have to go to work at 4 a.m, which is really not my favorite time of day. So I talked to my dad. We had a long heart-to-heart, and I just said, you know, I want to go try something else. And he said, okay. So I looked around. I had found a position that was being advertised to work for the state of Idaho in the Department of Commerce and Economic Development. And in looking at the qualifications, I thought, you know what, this is something that I could probably really sink my teeth into. When I was running the produce company, I had opened 2 new locations for us. One of them was in eastern Idaho and one was down in Utah. So I kind of had that site selection piece down. I could understand, you know, going into a new community and what it was like from the business side, trying to figure out, you know, how to operate there, all of the hurdles where you needed to get permitting, the people to contact. And so when I interviewed at the state of Idaho, I brought in a different perspective. I brought in that business perspective. So I was able to speak with these companies that were looking at Idaho as a location and be able to, you know, speak their language. And I understood their pain, and I could tell, you know, they knew that I was on the same side as them and could help them figure out how to navigate the road to setting up a new location. And so I've been doing it now for about 12 years and absolutely love it. I found my passion, and it's been great. I felt like I can help companies but also help our communities and help bring some great jobs to the people of our valley and to our state.
I can absolutely hear the passion in your voice when you talk about this work that you do today. And it's very cool to understand your journey of how you got into the field of economic development and how that sort of sets you apart with that unique experience. Now that you are in this field, Jana, how do you define success for yourself?
Well, you know, we have our goals. We have our metrics at work, which most economic development organizations do. We're monitored on the jobs that we create and on the payroll, and we do a lot of sales calls and sales missions outside the area and the number of people we meet with. But for me personally, it's being able to be in a grocery store and meet somebody that says, oh, yeah, I'm working out of this new food processing plant that's out in Nampa, and it's called Go-Go Squeeze. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I have, you know, worked on that project. Or, you know, I met someone the other day who was part of the crew that is working at a new structural steel manufacturer that's coming into town that we're bringing in. And, you know, that just gives me such a feeling of I'm doing something really good for the community, and it's heartwarming.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like you said, we all have measures and numbers and data that we have to sort of measure up to, but those real personal stories are kind of what do it for you, it sounds like. So that's great. Thank you for explaining it that way. It makes it very much more real and impactful, this work that you're doing. On the flip side, so that's kind of the positive, what warms your heart and keeps you going. What are some of those things that keep you up at night in terms of the work that you're doing? What do you think about or worry about when it comes to your community or your organization or your field?
Well, you know, I'm out here in Boise, Idaho, and we've done a lot of work lately on, we brought in GeoAnalytics, which is a consulting firm that spent about 6 months out here doing a real deep dive on our community, looking at the numbers and the data points, and then interviewing our businesses from the large microns all the way down to the small companies, and meeting with educational institutions and trying to kind of figure out what makes us tick. And, you know, as we move into this, you know, the next 5 years, we're putting together a strategic plan that's going to kind of outline what we are doing. And it's one of those things where you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, okay, we're learning so much and we're peeling back the layers of the onion, so to speak, and learning about, you know, what pockets are working, where our industries are thriving, where are the ones that are not doing so well, and maybe what we can do or what we can bring other organizations together to help fix some of these issues that are in our community. But I think the thing that keeps me up most at night is that people need to realize that we're out here. You know, we're in a small community. We're in a mid-sized community. And, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night going, okay, what can I do to keep Boise and the Boise Valley and our communities kind of top of mind when companies are looking for that next great place for them to expand?
That's something I think a lot of people listening today can probably relate to, especially if they're not in those larger metro areas. How do you keep your community at the forefront of the minds of companies and site selectors? So thank you for mentioning that. I think that that's very relatable and very real. I'm going to ask you our closing question. We'll get you out of here on this. As you look to the future, Jana, what do you feel will be the most important thing for communities and economic developers to focus on?
Well, and I've listened to a number of your podcasts, and it's always fascinating, you know, listening and learning from people who are in the industry. And I completely agree. Most people have been talking about the workforce and the talent. That's going to be the key as we move forward. But also, I think that it's very, very important for communities and economic developers to focus on the existing businesses that are in your communities. That organic growth that's happening, the 5 jobs, the 10 jobs, the 25 jobs, are just as important as that business attraction, that new company that's coming in and creating 100 jobs. Everyone has work to do in their communities, meeting with the existing businesses, finding out where their bottlenecks are, trying to help them grow, because not only are they the healthy companies are growing and creating new jobs, but they're also the voice of your business community. When we have companies that come in, we set them up on these employer interviews and sit them down across the table with our local employers, and you know, we're not in the room, and they get to hear the unvarnished truth about what it's like to operate in our valley. And luckily, we have a great story to tell, and our companies are growing and thriving. But I think if you don't keep your eye on the existing businesses in your community, you're doing a huge disservice.
Great advice, Jana. Thank you so much for your time today and for sharing your insights with us on the podcast. And again, we just want to congratulate you on being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Well, thank you very much. It was great speaking with you today.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.